You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan made it to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, but could not advance beyond their first game. The Broncos' season ended with a 77-53 loss to Syracuse. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew covered yesterday's game in Buffalo, and he joins us. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You picked Syracuse to win this game, but you thought the Broncos would keep it close, and your previous story noted that there were many analysts who saw this as a potential upset. What happened yesterday that allowed the Orange to win this fairly easily?
Well, I think Western ran into a motivated Syracuse team. You know, when you hold the number one ranking in the country for the first 25 games of the year, and then you lose five of your last seven and people start doubting you, I think you kind of want to come out and prove something. And for Western, it wasn't the best matchup to begin with the zone that Syracuse plays. And just, you know, a lot of things came into play. It was a big Syracuse crowd. You know, Western hasn't been here in 10 years. A lot of nerves, I think, on Western's side really kind of fueled Syracuse a little bit more as well.
On your Twitter feed this week, people who follow you on Twitter like I do noted that you had an interesting statistic. Syracuse had one of the best turnover margins in the country this year, and that was not a very good stat for Western. Was that perhaps a warning that we should have heeded yesterday before perhaps getting confident that Western could keep things close or even pull an upset?
Yeah, it was definitely something to keep an eye on for sure. Even to go a little bit further, you know, besides the turnover margin, you know, Syracuse had, I think, been averaging the eighth fewest turnovers in the country or fourth fewest or something like that, and Western was way towards the bottom in the country in that category. So I knew the ball handling was going to be a big point in yesterday's game, and the first probably 12 minutes of the game, that really came into play. Western studied Eastern Michigan zone, which is very similar to Syracuse's, but even Coach Hawkins said after the game that they couldn't prepare for the length, the athleticism that Syracuse had. Some of the passing lanes that were there against Eastern Michigan zone just closed down in literally a blink of an eye against Syracuse yesterday, and even the players afterwards were just like, yeah, they closed down on it. I think they were kind of surprised by how quickly Syracuse reacted to what they were doing.
So you have a story today that's up on MLive about Steve Hawkins, the Western head coach, saying that he views this season as a success, but not necessarily just because of the number of wins we're getting to the NCAA tournament, but what makes him feel good about this season for the Broncos?
Well, I think the Broncos really reached their potential. And to be honest, I think they maybe overachieved just a little bit. This is a team that lost Matt Freshman of the Year, Darius Paul. They'd lost Matt Steinberg, you know, the year before that. And so I don't think people really quite knew how far this team could get. And maybe, you know, Hawkins and his staff had expectations and thought there was a chance, but to hold the top spot in the overall MAC standings for the later part of the regular season, to win the regular season championship, to get the number one seed, to really kind of get over just a mental hurdle in the MAC tournament against Akron, and then to blow Toledo out of the water in the MAC championship game, just a lot of good things happened for Western this year.
What was the reaction of the players? Were they more disappointed by the loss yesterday, or did they take some comfort in knowing that they had performed a pretty good season?
You know, I think for the majority of it, they were pretty disappointed in the loss just because there were so many turnovers, and it was self-inflicted wounds for the first about 12 minutes of the game. Western Michigan played a much better second half, but at that point, the damage was kind of already done. And you could just tell that they, you know, really wanted that chance to get back out there and you know, maybe replay that first half and do a better job of taking care of the ball. But you also got the sense that they knew this was a good season. You know, I think they understood they reached their potential and got as much out of it as they could.
So Bronco fans would love to be sitting here right now listening to us preview a matchup against Dayton for tomorrow. But since that didn't happen, we start looking ahead to next season. Shane Whittington won't be back, but what sort of team could the Broncos put on the floor?
Potentially, David Brown could be back. He has the option to apply for a sixth year because of his injuries. He played a total of 19 games in the 2010-11 and 11-12 season. So he can petition to the NCAA for a sixth year. But he said last night he said he was going to talk with his family, with Coach Hawkins, and maybe even consult with the NCAA and just see what the process would be like. But for a guy that averaged 19.4 points a game and was at the top of the MAC in that category, this seems like a pretty good time to turn professional. You know, he's not getting any younger. He's already graduated with a degree. If I was him, to be quite honest, why not go pursue a professional career, you know, overseas for a few years?
Okay, David, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for your time this morning. That's Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew on Western Michigan's loss to Syracuse yesterday in the NCAA tournament.